Stop 5, the Don Aqueduct. The Don Aqueduct should be ahead of you. You do not need to cross over the steps, instead continue straight along the metal walkway and see the river below you. Aqueducts were used across the world for many centuries to carry drinking water, but it was the Georgians who first built these water bridges for transport in Britain during the Great Canal Age. This impressive structure is a marvel of engineering. The Don Aqueduct carries the weight of the canal over the River Don, allowing boats to travel across. The guillotine-like gates at either end can be used to shut the aqueduct when the river is in flood, which prevents the canal from flooding nearby land. During the building of the canal, the River Don was straightened here. Unlike a natural river, which curves and meanders through the landscape, the River Don's course has been straightened and changed many times. Follow the towpath all the way along until you reach the gate at the end. At the end of the towpath, turn right onto Low Lane. Take care here, as there is no footpath. When you reach a fork in the road, take the left turn onto Top Lane to reach St. Mary's Church.